Excellent. Now, again, lots of great things coming through in terms of this particular sort of aspect, because we're talking about research by Yale.com, which suggests that actually shopping habits are actually returning to days of old. More British people than ever before are making the effort to get out and discover hidden gems in their local area. This can only be good news for the second decade of the 21st century, can't it, Sarah?
It's brilliant news for somebody like me who is a local business nerd. I am so excited, actually. And the research saying what I think we're all experiencing, and that is a real surgence in people wanting to find those hidden gems, looking for those hidden gems and sharing them, those lovely little local businesses, and sharing them when we do find them.
And certainly in terms of the ways that things are developing, it's a case of the balance, the symbiotic balance between new technology and indeed traditional sort of bases. It's interesting that shares of vegetarian spots have increased by 408% over the last year. Thai restaurants have gone up. Are diners getting more and more in tune and social network savvy, really?
Yes, and what's very interesting, actually, is that looking at social media trends, you can really feel the trends within different industries. So vegetarianism, veganism, for example, is a thing at the moment. And how interesting that that's also the biggest search, that's the biggest growth area in Instagram. And if you think about it, you know, back in the day, I used to open up the Yellow Pages, used to go all the way through the Yellow Pages to find a local restaurant, used to do my car insurance or whatever it was. And of course, no photos. They were adverts at the time, or placements and just details of the particular business. Whereas now, of course, that word of mouth that we used to talk about, where we might tell 10 people or tell 20 people, has now gone online. So if you go, for example, to the Yale app, the Yale.com app, which is the equivalent of the Yellow Pages, but online, you find all the reviews of people, of these local businesses that I used to search for in the actual paper. So we have changed, and then often we're cross-checking it with, on social media, in Instagram, with great photos and people who've experienced it in restaurants, exactly as you said.
Well, in the studio, Sarah, we've got a young lady who's passionate about pursuing a career within production media. She's a creative, ambitious and resourceful individual. It's great what you can read on a resume and a CV, which is fantastic. It's Hannah Thompson. Hannah, would you respond to social media when you're at a restaurant, when you're checking things out? Do you sort of think, oh, I should post this on Instagram?
Hi, Sarah, by the way. I definitely do. I think people like to portray this sort of lifestyle of themselves as sort of very clean, having a nice lifestyle, going out to nice places. So I think the Instagram of restaurants and cafes, local businesses, is really important.
Which can obviously help the world of Lincoln, Middlesbrough and beyond.
Yeah.
Sunday, it would seem, is the preferred day of discovery, Sarah. I mean, not a day of rest, a day of discovery.
Yeah, and I think, I actually think that's time-related. You know, if you think kids aren't at school, university people aren't at university, and a lot of people are not working. Of course, there are still a lot of people, certainly people who are doing shift work, etc., are working. But there are a lot of people that are not working. I think that's time. You know, we want to find these hidden gems. We are going out of our way to find nice local businesses, whether it's to shop at, whether it's to dine at, it could be the local pub, whatever. We might be out for the day and looking for, and we're in an area that we don't know, so we're looking within that particular area and we're searching that area. And I think that's what's working. So I'm not at all surprised that Sunday is the biggest day.
Again, from the number crunching department, over 110,000 startups have actually been launched in Britain this year. Clearly, Yale.com are kind of fitting in quite nicely with this in terms of the roadshow that they're setting up to actually visit over 20 cities in the United Kingdom to celebrate the nation's small businesses.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Yale.com still remains the biggest directory for all types of local businesses in the UK. So, I mean, I'm so excited to be part of it because obviously I love local businesses. So this is about celebrating the brilliance of those smaller businesses that now actually have got a platform upon which they can shout, which is great because, you know, there are ways now that you can go in. If you can go in and review these businesses, you are helping to grow the small business community in the UK. So please do share, continue to review.
Very much so. Well, I mean, you mentioned that you're excited to work with Yale. I think the reverse is true, actually, Sarah. Yale.com will be absolutely beside themselves with joy, the fact that you're actually on their team as well. So it's great stuff there. In terms of the future, in terms of social media, because, you know, Instagram a few years ago, we didn't quite know where it was going. Pinterest was there back in the day, of course. Probably, Sarah, you're too young to remember things like Bebo, MySpace, and various other sort of aspects. Do you think we're kind of seeing a certain stability now? Will we be getting basically Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? Will it pretty much be there, or will people be saying there's something else just around the corner?
I think it will always evolve, and I think it is an industry that is moving really quickly. And what's very interesting, some of this research from Yale.com actually, is that nearly 70% of businesses that are started today, of those 110,000 businesses that you talked about, started today, are from people under the age of 34. Now, that's how you can see, therefore, if they're starting the businesses, this is how they're driving the marketing of these businesses, and this is also how they are shopping or they are being consumers. So you will see that trend within the businesses that they start. If I look at my kids, my oldest is 11, so my youngest is 7 tomorrow, actually. But if I look at my kids, they only ever use YouTube. And that's fascinating because, you know, I would still go into Google, Instagram, download apps, etc. They do download a lot of apps, actually. To search for something, they only ever search on YouTube. So I don't even think we've seen that yet really have an enormous impact on small businesses because they are not yet of the consumer age. So whilst YouTube is obviously huge, absolutely massive, as a means of promoting businesses and a means of growing the local community, I still think that that's the one to watch.
Hannah, as a young person, does what Sarah's been saying resonate with yourself in terms of YouTube and the YouTube generation?
Yeah, I think especially about evolving, I think that's really true because everything, like if you think about even 2 years ago, everything was so much different in terms of...
Even 2 years ago, Sarah?
No.
So acres of time in so many ways. A reminder, the best place to go to, presumably, Sarah, to find out details about this will indeed be the Yale.com website.
That's right, yes, but they've also got a super competition to back this whole campaign. If you download the app and review a small business, please share your opinions on things, then you will automatically enter a competition. You've got a chance to win £10,000 and lots of other little prizes, so great prizes, so go for it.
Genuinely awesome and brilliant. Interesting enough, I was actually over in Crewe recently to check out Bentley. It was one of our students who was actually working with the Bentley Motors Group and so on. And I must admit, I was saddened to find that still in Stoke-on-Trent, no Sarah Willingham was born here plaque. Right, you know, we've got to get that sorted through. So, you know... It's just some minor point there, but we will definitely look to address that.
On our tidy little house.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a way forward.
Little blue plaque.
Yeah, the campaign is starting, Sarah. You know,
I'm actually back up in Stoke on Monday. I can't wait.
Well,
okay, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Two final questions, then. I think you probably know what they are. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning, Sarah Willingham?
The best.
Oh, my word.
Thank you.
So I take it you'll be back with us again in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, please.
Yay!
Simmer down, they say we're too young. a barrel underwear, and I know now that I'm so down. Your lipstick stain is a work of art. I got your name tattooed in an arrow heart, and I know now that I'm so down.
Hey. 5 seconds of summer. That's probably what we get these days. And a lovely bridging link between the superb entrepreneur, investor and consumer expert Sarah Willingham onto the equally superb general editorial expert and general editorial assistant extraordinaire and Doctor Who specialist, of course, Kieran Moore. How are you, Kieran?
Hello, I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, tragically, as I was saying to our mutual colleague and friend Ed Fortune, and indeed other sort of great Starburst writers, including the one and only Welsh character Robin Pearce, I will not be able to attend the Starburst Media City Festival tomorrow. I know, I'm just gutted. What am I doing? I'm doing an open day at the University of Lincoln. Yeah, exactly. But never mind. We'll work our way through that. But this is going to be the event. Tickets already sold out and sold out for a long time at this side of things. If I recall, we met at the first time at the first Starburst Film Festival about a year and a half ago.
We did, yeah. That was, it was summer 2016, wasn't it? And that was the first festival we'd done, and now we've got a second one. We've moved to a new location this time in Media City, which is very exciting, and yeah, looking forward to seeing all the films, to just meeting all Starburst fans.
It's going to be tremendous. It has to be said, though, I suspect Hannah Thompson has never actually encountered the world's longest-running magazine of cult entertainment, have you, Hannah?
I'm so ashamed, I'm sorry.
Don't worry, that's why you're here, to be educated.
Exactly.
It's okay, it's classic-like here. Next year, of course, we fully anticipate one of your own movies to actually be featured, Kieran, which is quite an interesting thing. And this is one of the key aspects in terms of why we wanted to speak to you today, whilst crowdfunding is still actually there, because Hannah actually said the question, quite understandably, when I was saying you're involved with the film, what kind of film is he actually involved with, she said. Not a direct quote, but it's pretty much what you said.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what kind of film is it? What's it going to be? Why does it actually need help to assist in this great, awesome exercise in filmic magic?
Yes, so what I'm producing at the moment is an anthology of short films set in Manchester's gay village. So it's called Spectrum, and the finished project is going to be about a half-hour film with 5 different short films within it, all sort of exploring a different sexual or gender identity. And lots of like little sketches in between them. Just, you know, exploring the kind of diversity of the community is our aim, if we're going to be a bit pretentious about it. But it's also going to be...
That's good for me. That works in all sorts of ways. To explore it. It's nice line, Kieran. You can always tell you've crafted those words.
It's a very prepared line, I'll admit. It's a project that we're working on all year. We've got a lot of shoots coming up. We've actually just had one of our first longer shoots this weekend, which is for one of the more comedic parts of it. It's about a vampire who uses a dating app, a non-copyrighted dating app, to find people whose blood he can suck up. So that's a bit of a fringe comedy kind of thing.
An essential part of the whole sort of sequence, really. I mean, any options of lycanthropes being involved as well and sort of werewolves? Or is that a case of, no, we'll see how the vampire aspect goes first before we move into other sort of elements?
No, unfortunately, I think that one is the main bit of genre, bit of horror. Apart from that, it'll mostly be humans.
Okay, okay. So how can people support this? Because there is a crowdfunder that's actually going on in this particular aspect, etc. But it is, the clock is ticking, the time is ticking, time is moving as almost as quickly as the TARDIS through Jodie Whittaker's reign, really. It's just amazing. How can people actually support this particular element?
Yeah, we've got our Indiegogo campaign running at the moment, which actually finishes at the end of Sunday, at 23:59 on Sunday. So if you go onto Indiegogo and you look up Film Spectrum, then you'll be able to donate, and in return you can get a copy of the film, a DVD, a thank you card, invites to the premiere party, all of that kind of stuff. And also, if you find us on social media, it's Film Spectrum on Twitter and Spectrum LGBTQ Short Film on Facebook. There's going to be more opportunities to get involved coming up. We're always putting out cast calls, crew calls, things like that, if people are interested in that. And if anyone is at the Starburst Festival this weekend, come and have a chat with me. I have a lot of flyers to give out.
Those of us of a certain chronological age and such like, when you mention the word spectrum, instantly think of Captain Scarlet. Was that in any way an influence on the whole piece, or you thought, no, just step away from that?
No, unfortunately not. That's the first time I've had that one, but... Oh. Yeah, I see what you mean now.
Well, it's a possibility. Okay, Hannah is making her debut on the production today and has been doing fine work so far. Question, Hannah, science fiction, where do you sit on the whole thing? If I said Doctor Who, do you just sort of say, no, I'm going to just go back to supporting Fulham? You know, what's the line on this?
No, I think some things I really do enjoy. Mm-hmm. Some things are a bit too, like... Yeah. Much for me.
Yeah. Much like articles in Starburst magazine, really. I mean, it's something absolutely fantastic. I always like to go to outside the box, personally, to actually sort of see what's happening from that perspective, where you could actually talk about Karen Gillan's directorial debut, and indeed how interesting one this, good use of our license fee pays money, the Who crew have actually made their residency in Cape Town for a moment. That's South Africa, ostensibly to actually talk about the civil rights movement in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
I don't understand it myself. Perhaps, Kieran, you can explain it to us from that sort of point of view. Anyway, before Kieran comes back with some insightful comments, as ever, from outside the box Starburst and more, are there any particular shows that you would like, as, say, Doctor Who, Star Trek, those kind of traditional ones, or movies? Or is it just a case of, no, if you see science fiction attached to it, I'm out the door?
No, I love Harry Potter, because I've grown up with it. Mm-hmm. Like, from such a young age, I'm really invested in it. I used to watch Harry Potter when David Tennant was on it. I thought that was brilliant. Yeah. But I think things like Alien and, like... I just don't know. Yeah.
It's interesting, though, Kieran. I mean, once again, keeping almost 100% record, every female that we featured, we liked it when David Tennant was there. We've moved on. I mean, does this mean you're not even going to try Jodie Whittaker?
I love that there's a female doctor. I think it's amazing, especially, like, recently with the whole feminist movement. I think it's amazing. So I might give it a go.
Hashtag timelines. Time lords, me too. Time ladies, me too. Sorry, that's okay. We are approaching, I mean, in terms of the scuttlebutt, and obviously working through that, before we know where we are, we'll be into the first Whittaker series. Kieran, what are your sort of thoughts on the whole thing?
I'm very excited for it. I think they've been very secretive about what's going on. When Stephen Moffat was in charge, he would, like, throw out the hype all the time, but Chris Chibnall, he's not giving away what the story's going to be like, which is intriguing. I don't know exactly how he's going to approach it, but I'm looking forward to finding out, and I think Jodie Whittaker is the perfect choice, really. It's great that they're having a female Doctor Who, and sort of within the paradigm of people they could have chosen as the female Doctor Who, I think she is a perfect choice. I wasn't quite sure about Bradley Walsh, but with him as one of three companions, I can see that working as well. And, this Cape Town shoot, it sounds like it always ups the production value when they go and shoot abroad in an interesting location, so that should be a very interesting story.
It is the same to be said about the two Doctors with Colin Baker and Patrick Troughton back in the day when they went to Spain. I don't know. It's a different line entirely, but still. Any questions you'd like to put to Kieran from your own point of view, Hannah, about what it's like working as an ace editorial assistant with respect to Starburst magazine and so on? In fact, I'll pass over the copy in a few moments so you can actually peruse it. One question I'm afraid I have to ask you, Kieran, and it's been, you know, one of those questions which you always think, should I ask it or not? And it's kind of just been, it's been irritating. We know the awesome supreme leader, and he who must be obeyed with respect to Starburst, is the fabulous Jordan Mike Rice. Okay, that's up. Is he in any way connected to your fellow editorial assistant Joe Royce?
Yes, he is.
There we are. We won't go any further, but I just wanted to sort of just clarify that, because I thought, is it really?
Is that a personal thing you wanted to get sorted?
I just felt, sometimes it was just important. So I'll pass the magazine over now. It's all right, Kieran. I feel like I can relax now. You don't have to go any further. Just
being in the back of your mind.
Well, I just thought, is it? No, it's Sandra. I thought,
is it?
Exactly.
Right. Well, Kieran, hello.
Hello.
How do you find working at Starburst? Do you enjoy it? Is it something you want to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, well...
when you're not producing movies.
Obviously.
For a few days each month before the deadline, which is always the most stressful time of the month for any magazine. But, it could be more disorganized. It's,
I suppose that's about everything.
Pull it
in
all
life.
Together and get a magazine out every month, and it's a fun atmosphere to work in. And as far as things you can proofread go, if it's about Doctor Who, that makes it a lot easier to work with.
Oh, brilliant! How does it compare to making films? Do you think? Would you prefer one or the other?
You get to be inside all the time when working in an office. Which is, it definitely helps.
Yeah, especially recently.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Of course, you also get a chance to go to the Fab Cafe, which is even more wonderful, so you can go to another place, because that's just around the corner from where you guys are, let's face it. I know this because I had fortune physically escorting me from the Fab Cafe to the Starburst offices a few years ago. But there we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was all right. It was all done with the best sort of orientation emittance, and got a first-rate dissertation as a direct result of that. So good news. Kieran, are you willing to actually enter into what I'm considering? Well, basically, it is a little Guess the Sci-Fi Cult Entertainment TV Theme Challenge. I'm working on a snappier title, but...
Right.
Are you up for that this morning? I mean, I know lots of excitement coming through. You've got the crowdfunding that's going on. You've got the onset of the festival and so on. And are we reaching you actually at Starburst offices?
No, I'm not. I'm at my home at the moment. Oh. I'm heading over to the festival later today.
Okay. Well, we basically work on this basis. Do you want to go for silver, bronze, or gold? Or bronze, silver, or gold in terms of attempts of things you want to go for?
Well, this is like On the Chase, where...
Yeah, it is. Well, homage, let's face it. Which one are you going to go for?
Don't take the lower offer.
I think the sensible option is to go in the middle. I'll go for silver.
You're going to go for silver. Well, going for silver means that, effectively, we're going to give you three TV themes, one after the other. Okay, I mean, you might want to write them down, etc. Fairly randomly selected, but I will say they are all connected in some way with topics that will probably have been featured at some time over the last 40 years in Starburst magazine. So, I mean, you've obviously got encyclopedic knowledge of what's been happening here, so shouldn't be a problem, should it?
We'll see.
Now, you want to do it again? When you're ready, just let me know and I'll start firing off. And we will move them through them fairly rapidly. We'll give you about 30 seconds of each of these particular pieces. So, are you ready, Kieran Moore?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Again, there's no shame, obviously, Kieran, given the hour of the day, the stress you're under in terms of getting various things put together, the fact that, I'll be probably inviting our ace writer, Jenny Finch, to have a chat with you in a few moments to, again, spread the word about your film that you're developing. But any thoughts whatsoever about any of those themes?
The first one was quite quiet.
That was this one, of course. And it was a cartoon series... And it was a cartoon series about a fairly well-known DC Comics character.
Oh, is it Batman?
It is, but could you be a bit more specific?
Batman the Animated Series?
Oh!
No.
Batman Beyond. Nice try, though. I'll give you 0.25 of a point. The next one...
Yeah. It sounds a bit Gerry Anderson, maybe?
Well, no. If you think Japanese anime, you're probably getting more to the area there. It is, of course, the awesome Battle of the Planets.
Never seen it.
Never seen it, exactly. Just think of what you could look forward to, you know, in terms of ways forward. Just as well, we didn't actually have a DVD of Battle of the Planets to actually give you as a prize. But anyway. And the final one, this is the one I thought you might have most success with, actually. Any thoughts, Kieran? If we think Irwin Allen, does that help, Irwin Allen? What were you going to say?
Is it like Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Oh, no! But it is a journey. It's a journey to a land.
Land?
Yeah. Of?
Giants?
Yeah, well done. Well, yes, congratulations. Land of the Giants. Awesome. What a great series that was. Jenny Finch, would you like to join us in the studio, please? And I'll just continue this little sort of scenario that we're doing here. Kieran, if you've got a few minutes, we'll begin to wrap up here. Sadly, no prizes today for that vote here, but it was a very brave standard, and you can go into the office full of pride and inform the guys and Mike, etc., that what this festival actually needs is more Battle of the Planets, more Batman Beyond, and more Land of the Giants. For next year. Anyway, let's work our way through it. Can you, for the benefit of Jenny Finch, say tremendous crime writer, you see, I'm very confused, actually probably crime fighter as well these days, will be sorted through. Share with us once again the whole purpose of Spectrum, because Jenny has got a wealth of experience when it comes to writing films and a whole heap of other goodies and so on and so forth. So by the way, good morning, Jenny, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to everybody.
Excellent. I'll just turn your microphone on as well, so that's always good. It's been a long day.
Already.
Yeah, so anyway, I was going to say Mike for a moment there. Kieran, please explain what Spectrum is all about.
Yes, so Spectrum is an anthology series of short films, which I'm shooting with a group of producers in Manchester over this year. All different stories set in Manchester's gay village about different characters who are in that community over the period of one night. So all the different films are set over the same night, and it's kind of a range of different kinds of stories. So a few of them are comedy, a few more serious drama, sort of all coming together to produce one film which we can show, which will be half an hour long. And yeah, it's something that we're currently running a crowdfunding campaign for, and generally pushing out on social media.
And I do like the vampire line. Can you just give us the sort of tale of the vampire? Because I thought that was well in terms of, you know, possible books of the month for the future.
Yes, so the first short which we've shot, which we actually just did this past weekend, is about a vampire who uses a dating app to find people whose blood to suck.
Yeah. See where we're going there, Jenny? It's possible.
I do. It sounds like a really interesting concept.
Thank you.
And it'd be fantastic. Kieran, just a quick reminder, because obviously the final deadline for this fundraiser is closing at the end, actually, of the Media City Starburst Film Festival. I know, I shall think of you guys whilst I'm there asking questions such as, so what's it like if I choose to come to Lincoln and do public relations here, etc.? Awesome, obviously. Where can people go to for the actual websites to actually support it, and Facebook messages as well, please?
Yes, if you find us on Indiegogo, we're called Film Spectrum on there. It's indiegogo.com or igg.me/at/filmspectrum. Just search it, it's easier. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook as Film Spectrum.
Kieran, I think we've already booked you to actually come back and talk about how successful the festival and event actually is over this weekend, but have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link today?
Yes, I have.
That's good. I mean, you shouldn't sound so surprised, Kieran. I mean, I don't really know each other for a couple of years, but, you know, to make sure the positivity is actually there. We've already answered the question. I take it then, Kieran, you can confirm that you will return?
Yes, I will.